autumn leaves. At 66, just learning how to take care of my body, wake cheerful 8 a.m. and write in a notebook, rising from bedside naked, leaving a naked boy asleep by the wall, mix miso, mushrooms, leeks, and winter squash, breakfast, macrobiotic, check blood sugar, clean teeth exactly, brush, toothpick, floss, mouthwash, oil my feet, or anoint my feet with oil, put on white shirt, white pants, white socks, sit solitary by the sink a moment before brushing my hair, happy not yet to be a corpse.
If you were told 50 years ago that you were going to write that kind of poem 50 years later, what would you have thought?
Actually, I was prepared for it because I had read Walt Whitman's old age poems and very beautiful poems by William Carlos Williams, maybe beginning to write. In Williams' case, he had a very funny poem, well, that may be a little later. There were roses in the rain. Don't cut them, I told my wife. They're so beautiful. Ah, we were all beautiful once, she said, and cut them and placed them in my hand. And Walt Whitman, in his Sands at 70 or Old Age Echoes, said, as I sit writing here, not my least worry is that the querulities of old age, ennui, boredom, constipation, will filter into these my daily songs. So the trick is to take a friendly attitude toward your thoughts and to notate them. And the purpose of that is to reveal your mind to other people candidly so that you become transparent and they can see themselves in you as a kind of mirror. If your thoughts are the ordinary thoughts of a senior citizen, as mine are, it's just that ordinary mind contains eternal perceptions, as I have in one of these poems, as I've said. That is, if you actually rely on your ordinary mind, you find facts, details, fantasies, noticings that are permanent to everybody, or common to everybody, in that sense, eternal perceptions. So they're all in ordinary mind, so all you gotta do is, it's like rolling off a log, you just writing your mind. No matter, and since the mind is always active, there's never a lack of subject matter, never a lack of drama, because the mind is moving all the time from the Cascades to the Lower East Side or the bottom of the ocean or the black holes at the end of the universe. So you have, with ordinary mind, you have the possibility of contradicting yourself, like in Whitman. Do I contradict myself? Very well, I contradict myself. I am large, I contain multitudes. Democracy of mind, tolerance of eccentricity, tolerance of being gay, tolerance of other people being nuts, tolerance of Rush Limbaugh, some kind of humor and spaciousness about the whole thing rather than the claustrophobic paranoia that you find in Rush and the other people. Even if the world is going to hell in a handbasket, there still is the old function of poetry or broadcasting or medicine or any activity in relieving the mass of sufferings of everybody who are already on earth condemned to disappear in a kind of dream life that goes by in the wink of the eye, as we were saying. So the function of poetry, I think, is to present a candid view of the actual mind with all of its contradictions and all of its compassion for itself and for others caught in the same boat of meat.